Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is me, it is I, Sugarlicious, Dunce, Static, all those other random names, Sugar, all that. Yeah, it's me. Before we get started, I do not want this to be a show about me being sick or what have you, but I do want to let everyone know that I'm a lot better. Thank you so much. I've gotten your email, even though I've been offline from the game and actually from Facebook, but I'll post the reason why later. I don't want, again, this to be a show about the reason I was offline. So, yeah. Don't want it to be about that because, yeah. Anyway, how is everyone? I am an hour late. I suppose it started at 9 a.m. PST time, which would have been 12 noon East Coast time and 11 o'clock for you and those on the South. But unfortunately, a lot of things have been happening. So even though my show was always supposed to start at 8 o'clock a.m., I changed it to 9 o'clock and still couldn't make the time. Yeah, it's been one of those days. It is 10:02. You've got me for 30 minutes, 45, for those who are listening later. How is everybody today? Oh, don't you all speak at once. I am absolutely fantastic. It doesn't sound like that. I'm absolutely fabulous. How does that sound? That's a lot better. Fabulous. Anyway, it's been a long week for me. As I said before, I'm not going to get too much in the ins and outs of why I was offline. I think I'll do that a little bit later on Facebook and let you all, you know what's going on. But anyway, today my topic is, yes, excuse my voice, I've been, taking so many meds or whatever. But today my topic is bathroom etiquette. Yes, bathroom etiquette. And I've actually got a special guest today that wants to discuss this as well. But anyway, bathroom etiquette, I'm sure that we all know what that is, and that's how you conduct yourself in a public restroom. Yes, public meaning at work, or public meaning when you go to the doctor's office, or public where you go to the club or what have you. Now, my biggest, I guess you would say, pet peeve as far as public etiquette in the restroom, bathroom, boudoir, little girl's room as I call it, is when there is several stalls, and I mean several, that are empty, and the person decides to plant their ass right next to you and do their fucking business. Now, let me tell you something about that pisses me off. At my job, I'm closing my eyes right now and counting this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 stalls. There is, of course, the smaller stalls and the handicapped stalls, which I normally like to call the big girl or the I don't want to be bothered stall, is the end. So you have to, you know, walk a whole damn near mile to get there, more or less. I'm exaggerating, but you know what I mean. So anyway, every time I go in, if there's no one in, I always take that stall because, of course, it's the last, it's the farthest, and everybody wants that stall. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just, It's convenient because the other stalls are extremely small. And this one, of course, because it's, you know, a handicap, so I hate to say the word handicap, but that's what it is, since it's that type of stall, and it is a lot bigger. And, of course, you can go there and you put your, you know, your purse down. You can relax or whatever, you know, watch TV, you know, whatever. I'm exaggerating, people. But anyway, the I always take that stall because, again, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to feel like somebody's next to me or pressuring me, all that. So I always take that stall. Why on earth, no matter how many times I have taken this stall, and I am not bullshitting you, no matter how many times I have taken this freaking stall, there is always some dumbass that comes to me and sits right at that stall. Now, I don't know why they do it. I've never asked. I guess it's what it is, but it's like seriously a pain in the ass. Because I think since I'm basically at the last stall, it would give you morons, and I'm sure people are listening to this and go, wow, but it would give you some type of Hello McFly thought that, okay, she doesn't want to be right next to anyone. I mean, who does? When you're in the bathroom, nobody wants to be next to someone while they're doing their business, be it whatever. Nobody wants to be right next to somebody. I don't. If someone's occupying that stall, now, I'll admit that every time I'm in there, someone randomly walks there, and I kind of do that to kind of give them the, you know, the kind of the feedback that, hey, somebody's in the stall, but I don't give a shit how many times I do it. They still come to that stall, and they still pull the door. And the funny part is they'll pull it not only once, they'll pull it like 3 or 4 times. I'm not shitting you. They'll pull it 3 or 4 times as if it's not locked. If you pulled it once, honey, and it didn't come open, obviously someone is occupying. Occupio, obviously. Because if you're pulling it and no one's opening, the door is not coming open, where you can see the toilet and sit your ass down, obviously there's someone occupying it. But for some reason, excuse me, for some reason, these random women just still do it. I mean, and I kid you not when I say 3 or 4 times or 2 or 3 times they pull it. And then they go, oh, I'm sorry. Didn't the first try make you know that someone was in here? Not to mention the fact that I coughed to kind of give you a fucking heads up and a clue. You didn't even get that. And then when you tried to pull the door open several times, you still didn't get it. And then on top of all that, you had the nerve to say, I'm sorry. I don't want to know that you're sorry. I want you to take your ass to the furthest stall and sit your ass down. Now, not only do they not do that, they will still sit, take residence in the same stall next to me. Now, mind you, I'm the only one in here when I go. So you're the second person. So there's, what, 5 other stalls that you could choose from. You could choose from the first or the second, even the third stall. But no, you want to choose the fourth stall that's right next to me while I am doing my business. And it is annoying as hell. It is annoying because you're thinking, shit, all these other stalls and your ass is not getting the fact that you need to be on another stall? Seriously? Are you really that stupid? And I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. And maybe I'm bitching this morning, but honestly, it's like you need to get a clue. You need to get a clue. Not only does that bother me, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Another thing that gets to me is when they go into the restroom and they want to have a conversation with you while you're sitting on the toilet. There's one chick that every time we walk in the toilet together, not in the toilet together, excuse me, not in the same stall, mind you, but in the bathroom. She always starts a conversation, which is cool, until we get to our resident stalls. not only does she not shut the fuck up, she carries on a whole conversation as if, I really want to hear what you're saying while I'm doing my business. Like, do you not realize that this is like your little own time? This is my little private moment, your little private moment. I mean, I don't want to talk to you while I'm hearing you piss. And I really don't want to talk to you while I hear you doing the unmentionable. Seriously, that is just weird to me. Now, I'll admit, you know, me and my girlfriend, you know, if we go out from work, we kind of, like, not really conversate, but maybe say, you know, one or two words of exchange before sitting down. But this chick has a whole convo fucking station. Like, yeah, and then she talks about food. I mean, I don't know if it's me, but I don't want to talk about food when I'm sitting on the toilet. I don't want to get visuals of that. I mean, I don't want to. Normally, it's a rule that if you are in the toilet, if you feel comfortable, you're kind of like taking off the food anyway. So who wants to talk about eating more when you're sitting and shitting? Okay, I said it. Seriously, it is the most annoying thing I have ever, ever witnessed in my life. And she's not the only one that does it. She's just the only one that won't shut the fuck up. Because normally when you get in there, they start off, and you're cool with that. And you kind of like go, okay, you know, shut the fuck up because now he's in the bathroom. And most of the times when you don't say anything else, the other person shuts up. But her? No. She keeps talking and talking as if you don't get the fact that we are here in the bathroom and you need to shut up. You need to just not speak, not talk, not conversate. You need to shut up. But she does not get that. It is just the most randomest shit. And maybe I shouldn't be this mad about it, but it honestly gets on my fucking nerves. Just, whoosh. Anyway, I'll be right back after this brief commercial, if you will, music, whatever. And I have my special guest back when I return, all right?
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places.
If you have just joined me, it is me. It is I, Sugarlicious, Dunce, Azuka, Static, Denuncio. I guess there's other names there someplace. And I am talking about bathroom etiquette. Yes, bathroom etiquette. And I have a special guest with me who wants to discuss their experience. Been on hold for, goodness, almost 13 minutes, and it's been really a triple of it, okay? Hello, 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 my special guest. Will you please introduce yourself to my...
Hey, babe. How you doing,
hey, boo-boo? Hey, babe. I'm doing good. And you, Sal?
I'm great. Pelly Grussel Static over here, a.k.a. Angel. How's everybody doing?
I'm sure they're
That was creepy, babe, what you was saying. That was really creepy. Not as creepy as mine, but I don't know about about guys. But every time I go to a restaurant, same thing happens. You know, we got to stand up, of course. But it doesn't matter. I've tested this a couple of times.
You gotta stand up?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do. I mean, yeah. But I've tested this. It's not. This is not a joke. This is real, people, okay? Every time I go to the bathroom, take a leak, I try the first stool, okay? Somebody always stands right next to you. Same thing. This starts a conversation. Hey, how you doing? I just nod. I don't say shit. Let me finish my shit. Let me finish what I'm doing. So how's dinner? Okay, I really don't want to talk about that. Different day, you know, different restaurant. I try the middle stool, okay? Same shit. Either on my right or on my left, somebody always got to stand next to me. I don't know if it's just me. But my boy says it happens to him all the time, too. Different day, different time. I go to the last one.
Yeah.
Same shit. Now, you got 10, 15 fucking stools, but you got to decide to stand next to me. Why? I don't get it. Why? What the fuck? Now, I understand if I'm like on the first, you know, 3, 4, if an older person stands next to you and that's his business, I can understand it because, you know, he probably can't make it. His back is probably just weak as shit. So that I understand. But having a conversation and they looking at you, if you're going to have a conversation, look straight. Look straight. Don't look to your right. Don't look to your left. Especially don't look down. That's just fucked up.
That seems a little bit more creepier than mine because at least we're, you know, we're divided by stalls. So there's a little, you know, dividers there. But in your case, that seems to be a little bit more creepier because you guys are right next to each other in all your glory. And
our glory. It
basically,
is wonderful.
I mean, that's a little bit more creepier than mine is. It honestly is because that's like, ew. I mean,
I just don't get it. I mean, I just don't get it. It's like, come on, nigga, you got 13 more stores next to you. Nigga, really? Come on, man.
I have a question for you. Do they look down?
They always look down. It's like, I mean, I got nothing to hide. God's gift. Thank you. But
wait,
it's like, they always look down. It's like, do you want to size my shit against yours? That's how I'm looking at it. Like, if you're going to talk, look straight. Somebody always says hi to me. I look straight. What's up? End of discussion. I want to have a conversation while I'm pissing. Hey, how's Olive Garden? How's the breadsticks? You know what I'm saying? Hey, God. Really?
Oh, my God. That is just, now see, to me, that's more creepier because it's like you're with another guy. And I'm sure that most of these guys are straight. I'm sure they are. And I think it is a point of kind of sizing you up. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but I think a lot of times it's what it is. Because I bet, you know, it's like they just want to know, is it bigger than mine? Oh, my God, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Let me hurry up and zip up. I'm embarrassed.
You got to
okay,
say it
me,
now,
let
sweetheart.
Let me stop. What?
You got to say it now, sweetheart.
Thing that I've noticed, I don't know where the guys do it, but women will go into the restroom and they'll be on their cell phones just chatting away. Like I really want to hear your conversation with your friends when you're on the cell phone. I mean, to me, once you go into the stall, if you want to text, that's fine, because I don't hear your conversation, but I don't like to hear someone else's conversation with their friends, because it's like, to me, when you're, it's the same thing when you're talking to me. To me, it's like, why are you on your damn cell phone having this whole conversation about what you guys are going to cook for dinner and everything? And I'm hearing your bathroom noises. I guess I could say without sounding too nasty. Do guys do that too?
They do that too. Especially my boy. I'm gonna put him on blast. Bam Bam is back for that shit. Okay? I had to laugh at his ass. Because, look, listen. Listen, we went to Red Lobster's. Everybody knows me. I don't like going to restaurants. But I like to do my little test here and there. Now, this nigga, I went to the bathroom first. And this nigga, that's the same thing that I hate, stands right next to me talking on the phone. Ah, blah, 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 blah. Ha, 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 laughing his ass off. All right, nigga, give it a minute. Do your thing. Finish, call whoever you're calling. Fine. Now, one day, we went to Red Lobster, all right? Went to the bathroom, did my thing. This nigga, nigga, stands right next to me. He on the phone, and he drops it while he's pissing. I'm laughing. And he's like, can you hear me? Can you still hear me? Nigga, you pissing on your phone. I don't think your phone works anymore.
Oh my God.
It's like, he can't get off the fucking phone. Get off
I have to interrupt you because I have a real quick question about that. Now, you said he's on the phone and that he's talking, right?
Right.
Okay, so how is he holding the phone if...
Baby, we only need one hand. We only need one hand. You know, unlock the pan, unzip it, take your shit out, and do your thing.
Oh, my God. I'm
okay,
like
the left hand is free.
They're like a water hose.
The left hand is free. So this, see, you got to find something to do while you're doing your thing and because your left hand is free. I put my hand to my that little divider. I put it up there, like, you know, relaxing. I'm going to say I'm pissing and I'm relaxing at the same time. It's a great feeling. All the guys know what I'm talking about, okay? Not this nigga. This nigga's pissing and he's holding his phone on the left hand. So, I mean, it's easy for guys.
That is just too funny. That is, oh, my God. I can't, because I was thinking, you know, how the hell is he? You know,
it's
he. But you just answered that question because I mean, look, I'm a female. I mean, my hands are free all during the whole thing, so I'm not looking to, you know, hey, here we go. But when I, you know, my first thought was, you know, how in the hell? But you just explained it, so now I know how in the hell. So it is kind of funny though.
Another thing that gets me bad is that when you're pissing, niggas, they always look at their shit. I don't know why. It's still there, niggas. It's still there. It ain't going nowhere.
You look at your shit too, don't you? Come on now.
I look at it when I take it out, but when I'm doing my thing, I ain't looking at my shit like, okay, it's working. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a good flow. No, nigga, it's still there. Stop looking at it. Damn. And wash your motherfucking hands right after you do your thing.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
That was something else I wanted to talk about. Yes, yes.
Especially old people. I know you forget, but the sink is right next to it.
How did you forget to wash your hands?
Now, just do that.
That's like something you learned when you were a child. And there are several women a few at my job that do not wash their hands when they come out of the bathroom. So when we have, which is very rare, but like during Christmas time when they like, you know, make like little things, or we had like a potluck, goodness, about almost a year ago. And two of the females that I know don't wash their hands, they basically walk out the stall, you know, okay, have a good day, and walk right out without washing their hands. And I wash my hands for almost 2 minutes, which I know is excessive because I wash them, and Angel can tell you, I wash them, I rinse them, I put more stuff on and wash them again. I rinse them, put my stuff on them. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why I'm like that. I feel like that's my way. Just knock it off. But, yes, and I noticed that they don't wash their hands. And I'm thinking, to me, even if I go in there to adjust, like one time I got out of the shower and half as dried off and put my bra on, and it was like kind of like I was really, you know, I was wet. I ran to the job. And I had to, like, kind of adjust my bra a little bit because I had to adjust my bra a little bit. And even though I did that, I still walked out and washed my hands because even though I know, you know, I didn't use the bathroom or anything, just the point of me thinking, okay, someone could see me, and I don't want to get that wrong impression. I want it to be known that I always wash my hands, even if it's just to go in there and, you know, adjust. But that's just nasty.
Right.
Especially for workers, you know, because hopefully you're, you know, drying yourself off when you're in the bathroom. I know some women don't, because I have heard stories. I don't even want to go into that about how they don't. You know, it's like a, what do you call it? What word would I use? Just a free dry or whatever, not dry themselves. And women, you know what I mean. Guys, I'm sure you guys know what I mean, too, because I'm sure that once you do that, you have to, you know.
Right.
I'm sure you wing it, but do you wipe it? You know, okay, this is going to a whole other direction. This is going to a whole other direction, but, yeah, I understand that. I don't like, I hate that when people can't wash their hands. I think that is so nasty. It's really nasty.
Now, I don't do handshakes. I do pounds. Like, everybody knows me in RL. I do pounds. I like to shake nobody's hand because I don't know if you wash your hands or not. Now, true story, same thing, Red Lobster, after that thing happened with Bam Bam or whatever, this guy didn't wash his hands. I'm like, and it's bugging me. He's like, I went to my table, we went back to our table, and it's fucking bugging the shit out of me. I was like, damn. And I'm looking at this guy eating, touching people. I'm
oh,
thinking,
my God.
You didn't wash your hand. What the fuck? You know how many germs you got right now? And this guy gave, when he got up, he left. Before he left, he gave the waiter his tip and gave him a handshake. And I was like, oh. I was like, nigga, did you see that? I'm talking to Bam. Bam's like, what? I don't give a shit. I was like, dude, he didn't wash his hands. He's touching the fucking waiter. Gave him a handshake. What the fuck? So you know what I did? For protection, I told the waiter, go wash your hands, bro, because that nigga right there, he went to the bathroom and he didn't wash his hands. The waiter was looking at me like, okay. No, it's not okay.
Like I don't do it either, but that kind of okay.
Yeah, like yeah. It's like wash your hands. Now you got piss on your hands and you're serving people.
Oh God.
Nigga.
Oh my God. Oh jeez.
That's how I'm looking
to,
at it.
I might have to interrupt you for a moment. Those who are listening live, we're about to get cut off and 60 seconds to be exact, since that's what she just said. So if you're going to listen later, you can. It should be back up and running by 11:30. We're going to continue this conversation because this topic is actually pretty good. Anyway, for those who are tuning in and tuning out, sugar kisses, listen to you later. So anyway, you said that he had urine. I really used the word urine. You used the word piss.
I'm sure he got piss in his hands. You didn't wash him. You shaking your head. You know what I'm saying? You shaking your shit. I'm sure you got a few drops in your hand. I mean, come on.
Oh, jeez, man. That's
and then
nasty.
You touching people? No. You doing
that's
that?
Nasty.
You just contaminated the whole damn restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Now it becomes an outbreak. That's some bullshit, and I'm in it. So I'm trying to eat as fast as I can.
It's an outbreak. Come on, boy. An outbreak day?
Hey, I think I had it, okay? I'm like two steps ahead of everybody. That's how I think. So I'm trying to eat fast. This nigga is taking his sweet time, trying to dry his phone. I'm like, eat up, nigga, and let's go. It's about to go down. it's going to be an outbreak up in this motherfucker right now. This nigga still texting. I was like, is your phone still work? Really, after all that? After everything your phone just went through?
Now, before you go into Bam Bam's phone, please tell him, and I know he did, but I just want to have everybody else know, he washed his hands, right?
He does. He even washed his phone.
Not his hands,
and
he washed his,
he does.
You know what I'm saying?
He does.
Yes? Okay. Because I can't see, you know, Bam Bam.
No, I would not hang
not
around with Bam Bam
phone.
If he doesn't wash his hands.
Is, well, how did he clean his phone? If his phone dropped, that's what I'm saying. How did he clean that?
Look, this is funny.
He had to reach in there and get it out, right? Or how did he?
This
oh my
is
God.
Funny as shit. This is funny as shit because he finished his thing.
Yeah.
Now listen. He finished his thing. He was still pissing on his damn phone. He's like, oh, shit. Can you still hear me? Whoever he was talking to. And I'm telling him, hey, bro, I don't think your phone's working anymore. It was still working, though. He went, washed his hand, and washed the phone with water. Okay? And I'm thinking, okay, your phone is completely dead now, nigga. It's gone. And it worked for a few. After that, he just went dead. But, yeah, he did. He does wash his hands.
Jeez.
People, you go to restaurants, please wash your motherfucking hands and don't stand next to another nigga. Don't do that. To me, that's disrespectful to me. I don't know.
I agree. I have to say, I think it's a form of disrespect. Not so much as disrespect, but just like not appreciating or not. I guess you could say disrespect, you know, because you're not respecting another person's space. Because to me,
right.
I don't want to be next to you. You know, I think that, you know, if there's other stalls there, you can, you know, and that happens, and this is like all the way different, but that happens with me also when I park somewhere. Because I deliberately park somewhere
yes.
where no one, you know, there's no other cars, and there's always like other places to park. There's actually more near the place that I'm going, because I normally try to park a little far out. Not because I think somebody's going to hit my car or anything like that, but I just really, because I might sit there, like if I go someplace and get like a sandwich or something during lunchtime when I don't have time to really sit and eat at the place. So I'll get something and I'll go to my car and I'll eat there. And I try to, like I said, park a little far away so there won't be anybody, like, you know, next to me and I can eat in peace or whatever. And I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. They always park right next to me, and I don't get it.
Yeah, you remember what happened when I was out there. We went to Ralph. You and me went to Ralph. I don't know if you remember. And parking lot was damn near empty. And somebody else just parked right next to us. I got out the car. I didn't yell. I was nice. I was like, dude. You know, you're covering my lady's door. She can't open the freaking door. There's fucking half the damn parking lot is empty. Why can't you just fucking park two or three cars down? Nigga, really? Come on. I hate that shit.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that. And I know that's so off the subject we're talking about, but I think it's another pet peeve. This should have been a pet peeve show instead of being a show about bathroom etiquette, because honestly, that is one of my biggest issues, and I hate it. Because if I'm in my car, I don't want someone staring at me, and I don't give a shit. They always stare at you. You know, they're always looking in the car like, you know, like they want to see what the hell you're doing, or, you know, I don't need help. You know, I don't need rescuing, so why can't you park a little closer to, you know, to the entrance? Why do they park far from the entrance? You know, I know my reasoning. I know why I do it. But it's obviously it's not the same reason I do it, because they hop back in their fucking car and they, you know, skedaddle. But it's funny to me because they, you know, they do that. And I do wonder, you know, why they do it. But I guess we're getting off subject. We should go back to the bathroom etiquette shit. Something
okay,
else
two things.
Oh, babe, remember told me that you had went to Bam Bam's job. We don't have to say what Bam Bam works. and when you went to the bathroom, tell them about that.
I don't remember. Shit, that was a while back.
Walked in on you?
Oh, okay. I'm not going to disclose where he works at, whatever. I went to the bathroom because I've just drank like this two big monster shits, all right? So I'm telling Bam Bam, let's go. We got to go. Your lunchtime is only an hour. So I was picking him up for lunch. We go have a little lunch or whatever. And at that time, my whole routine changed, okay? I had to go to the bathroom. I was like, dude, where's your bathroom? I got to go, like right now. I got to go. So he sends me upstairs, third floor, some bullshit, turn to the left and then right or whatever, gave me some fucked up directions. Anyways, I found the bathroom finally, and I'm relieving myself, okay? Now, the cleaning ladies, the ones that I know, they usually knock on the fucking door. Hey, anybody there? I don't want to get scared. I don't want you showing my shit. I'm gone. No, not this bitch. She just walks in, wiping the sink, and I'm looking at her like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, I'm in here. You got to walk out. That's the rule, right? Anybody knows that.
Right, supposedly.
No, this bitch is, hey, hi, okay, I'm just going to continue cleaning. Start sweeping, and I'm like, I can't shake my shit right now. I'm done. Now, I'm standing there, like, for 10 minutes, like, I'm like, okay, my time is wasting. His lunchtime is about to be over. Can you get the fuck out? That's the only, I mean, I couldn't have said it nicer. I said, can you get the fuck out? I'm pissing over here. I can't shake my shit. I don't want you seeing my shit. I don't want you getting excited. And then, bam, I get a lawsuit.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's how nature works. God's gift, not my issue. And excuse me.
I'm not
so
going to deny that.
You know, baby. But I'm telling the lady, okay? Like, you know, excuse me, can you please walk the fuck out? I want to shake my shit. I want to get the fuck on going. I don't need a lawsuit in my hand. It's like shitting. She didn't understand what the fuck I was saying, so I'm telling her in Spanish, hey, get the fuck out. Vete la mierda. You know, I'm pissing. No, she's still cleaning. I'm like, what the fuck, really? She finished what she had to finish, and the bitch was gone. And I'm telling Bam Bam, he's like, oh, yeah, they do that. I'm like, no, they're supposed to be doing that.
Right.
You know, because anything can happen. It normally is, you know, they take the women's the word over a guy's, of course. That's understandable. You know, but that was some creepy, creepy shit. I didn't like that at all. After that, I'll never use his bathroom ever again.
And I can't get over the fact that Bam Bam was, like, relaxed with the fact that it happened. Like, you know, oh, yeah, you know, that's something natural for her to do.
Because it happened to him once. It happened to him once, and he says he doesn't use it anymore after that. Because the same thing that I was telling him, the same thing that happened, you know, we don't want anything on our hands. That's legal shit. I'm allergic to courtrooms. So
what I don't understand is, why isn't HR involved in that? Because that's a little creepy that she's allowed to do that. And you're right, if something did happen or even if something didn't happen, she would basically, she could easily say that someone attacked her and who's going to question it, if you know, which is
right.
Kind of like, not to say she would say it, but it is kind of like a thing that you would have to think about, you know. You know,
yeah, that shit is no joke. I mean, they can take it any other way they want to take it.
Right.
The way, you know, laws are now is fuckery. You know, you really have to be careful.
It's bad because you would think that human resources would not allow that because of the fact that she's a female And because of the fact that it's, you know, a bunch of guys in it, you would think that they would be like, okay, this can't, you know, this is not good. This is not, you know, good game plan. We need to honestly stop her from doing that, because in where I work at, it's a male-dominated place. So being that it's male-dominated, there's a lot of, oh, wow, and I just lost my caller. Oh, geez, Denise.